Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Overthinking Detox. I'm so glad you're joining me today for another dose of quiet mind magic. Now, let's be real, mornings can be a total battlefield, right? You're juggling alarms, caffeine, emails piling up faster than your laundry, and somehow trying to squeeze in some semblance of self-care before the day even begins. But what if I told you that mornings could actually be your secret weapon against overwhelm? That's exactly what we're diving into today, creating a morning routine that works for you, not just another thing on your already overflowing to-do list. Let's get real. Finding the perfect morning routine isn't about hitting every trendy sip or becoming some Zen master overnight. It's about figuring out what fuels your fire and sets you up for a day that feels less like a sprint and more like a joyful stroll through a beautiful park. And trust me, it's totally doable. So let's talk about 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your mornings. Number 1, ditch the perfect trap. That Instagram-worthy spread with perfectly poached eggs and a green smoothie? It might look amazing, but honestly, if it stresses you out more than energizes you, ditch it. Your morning routine should feel good, not like another obligation. Start small, maybe it's just 5 minutes of stretching or a cup of tea while you watch the sunrise. Number 2, embrace intentionality. Think about what actually brings you joy and energy. Do you thrive on movement? Maybe that means a quick yoga flow or a brisk walk around the block. Are you a creative soul? Maybe journaling or doodling for 10 minutes sparks your imagination. Whatever it is, choose activities that genuinely light you up. Number 3, ditch the digital detox myth unless that's what works for you. Scrolling through social media can be a total time suck, but sometimes a quick peek at the news or catching up on messages can actually help me feel more grounded. The key is awareness, set boundaries, and stick to them. Maybe it's limiting your screen time or choosing specific apps to use during your morning routine. Number 4, get that body moving. You don't need a gym membership or an hour-long workout session. Even 5 minutes of movement can make a world of difference. Try some stretches, dance like nobody's watching, or take the stairs instead of the elevator. It's all about getting your blood flowing and waking up those happy hormones. And lastly, number 5, celebrate your wins. Don't underestimate the power of acknowledging your progress. Did you actually stick to your new routine for a week? Awesome. Treat yourself with kindness and gratitude, you deserve it. Okay, let's bring it down to earth. Picture this. You wake up feeling like an absolute rock star, ready to conquer the day. But then, bam. Your phone starts blowing up with notifications, emails are piling up faster than a Jenga tower, and suddenly, that I got this attitude melts away faster than ice cream on a summer day. Sound familiar? It happened to me just last week. I was feeling so good about my new morning routine, meditating, journaling, even getting myself a delicious smoothie, the kind with kale, because I'm basically a health guru now. But then those emails started coming in, and before I knew it, I was drowning in digital clutter. My peaceful morning oasis turned into a chaotic inbox wasteland. But here's the thing I learned from it. I realized that setting boundaries is crucial. Even with my amazing new routine, I needed to protect my time and energy from getting sucked into the vortex of emails and notifications. So I set a rule. No checking work emails before 9 a.m. sharp. It was like magic. My morning felt calmer, more intentional, and honestly, way more enjoyable. So remember, your perfect morning routine isn't about finding some magical formula or becoming a superhuman. It's about creating space for yourself, setting intentions that feel good, and celebrating the small wins along the way. Let's recap. Ditch the pressure of perfection, embrace what brings you joy, set boundaries around technology, get your body moving, and celebrate those awesome moments when you stick to your plan. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you can implement in your morning routine starting tomorrow? Share it with me on social media using the hashtag #OverthinkingDetox. And don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of quiet mind magic. See you tomorrow, and remember, keep detoxing those overthinking vibes.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.